Call to order the Public Works Committee meeting acknowledgement that the press and public were duly notified of the meeting in accordance with the Freedom of Information Act. We're gonna talk about approval of previous meetings minutes.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion? Being none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Three citizens' comments. Anyone? Okay. We'll go to department reports for October. Director Pitts.
All right, month of October, we finished up with the tropical storm Irma on the beach. You will see the there was some overtime due to that debris pile at Fifth Avenue. The other thing, we were finally able to convert the skid steer back to the grapple bucket. And from the grapple bucket back to the mowing deck, and we got all of the beach paths from 21st to 53rd mowed, as well as the bicycle path from Breach Inlet to approximately 9th Avenue. And I think that, other than that, there was some Charleston County assistance with the disaster debris contractor on the vac truck side. And they cleaned, and there's a list, I think, that this committee has of those ditches and watersheds that they cleaned for us. And Edie's Drain and Vac cleaned some ditches. And I'll just let you know, both SCDOT is here this week on the non-ocean side of Palm Boulevard, approximately at 52nd, 53rd, 54th Avenue. Edie's Drain and Vac is working the 41st ditch from Hartnett to Waterway Boulevard. All right, any questions on the bullets?
Just speaking of Edie's, are they on the new contract now?
It has been executed and sent to them.
Yes.
5-year garbage. The month of October garbage was $220, which was up from the previous cycle. And the yard debris was down. But that's probably because of the Irma difference. And last is the vehicle maintenance, and you'll see a big hit. That's a diesel cylinders, so it's pretty much a motor rebuild. That's the first generation of the regeneration type truck vehicle, where they dump fuel to clean from the new EPA standards. And that's that truck. That's truck 22, and it is it's about 12 years old, 14 years old. But that's a big hit. That's the truck that runs. It's Rob Graham is the driver. He runs the Carolina Bills route, Palm coming down, and then on Tuesdays he runs all of Hartnett, Palm Boulevard, all of Forest Trails. That's the big load master.
Any questions for Donnie? To be done, we'll go to old business. First item is discussion of assignment of contract with Shup Enterprises. And, does anyone have a report?
Well, Mr. Shup is here. Miracle out of the hospital.
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't sure whether I'd be here, so I didn't make contact with Scott Edie to be here. So we'll have to just further that to the next meeting.
I do want to share with the committee that a couple of members of council seeing that we're talking about this, have asked me if we have evaluated, Donnie, don't cringe, I've not discussed this with Donnie, but if we have evaluated whether or not to bring this function in-house rather than to contract out for it. And of course, we have not done that. So I just want to make the committee aware that, you know, a couple of council members have just stuck their head in individually and said, you know, has the city evaluated the prospect of bringing this function in-house as opposed to, signing the contract? And
well, they can bring their concerns up at to the regular city council meeting, I guess.
I just wanted to pass it along. Mm-hmm.
I don't have any interest in doing that. But it's just me.
Have we done an assessment?
No assessment's been done. But we haven't done an assessment on farming out the whole public works operation. Everybody's satisfied with it.
Well, let's talk about this piece. So how long do you think it would take to do an assessment?
Well, I think we would, and I haven't really given this a lot of thought, but mm-hmm. just initially, and I think probably Donnie would say the same thing, there was a time when the city did do it, and it was very kind of an archaic method, I guess, because it was pulling, you know, a trailer with, and we put the trash cans on them, and I guess it was changed out or something. It was prior to my time, and I believe prior to Donnie's time, too.
So, even today, if the shop contract goes and his machine, both of his machines go down, mm-hmm. it's ultimately my responsibility.
Right.
But to do it via the shuttle trucks, and there's an attachment, would probably take two men about, with the number of cans we got today, I would say it would take them at least 2 days to do one cycle.
So three questions.
Yes.
Do you have any interest? Is it worth your doing an analysis if we should? I guess maybe I'll leave it to two questions. Any interest, and is it worthy of the analysis?
So that it's a rotating type shift. It would take an individual with self-motivation, mechanical skills to even operate that machine.
You're talking about his...
Yes,
his
if machine. You were to acquire Shup Enterprises equipment
mm-hmm.
and all, that would be difficult to find.
I was just looking for a yes or no answer. But I appreciate that.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning working too.
Yeah,
that's
right.
It's a rotating shift.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things we're looking at is we organize.
So if I have an employee and he calls in and that's the only employee you got, so that means somebody else has got to do it that night.
So do I interpret your answer is
politically
you
correct?
Don't have
yes,
any
no.
interest and you don't think it's worthy of evaluation?
I think it would cost the city money to do it in-house.
Of course, that's what an evaluation would determine.
Yes.
Or not determine. Okay.
One of the things we're looking at is reorganizing public works. Mm-hmm. Would this not then be a fourth section of public works? In other words, you would have trash, you would have extra, you know, all the other stuff, and then you would have beach. So that you would have a team that did that, not just taking the people you have now.
Yeah.
To do it. It would have to be, you know, a whole new section
mm-hmm.
of public works as we look at reorganizing it.
I guess the big question is could there be savings and would we have a better product?
Right.
I don't know. We get a better product than what we've had.
Well, we're not talking about what we have. We're talking about some change.
Right. I think that's the concern. You spoiled us. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
But I think it's worth looking at in terms of at the point where we are, where we're trying to reorganize public works as well as having this new entity. So I would not do a study. I think it would be worth a study, Donnie. It may come out that, you know, it's not worth it. But what's going to happen, Donnie, is you're going to have a big department. You're not going to have the same department you have.
Right. I understand that. I just, I know what it takes to run that beach operation.
Mm-hmm.
What's the approximate value of the contract?
I'd have to look at it. Don't have it handy.
About it's well over 100, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. Probably between 90 and 100.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that the question was born out of the concern that I feel like Donnie wasn't that concerned about it, but, you know, I think I was a little bit, that we've really enjoyed, the city has really enjoyed a relationship with a contractor who was on the island, vested in the island, and, you know, really understood all of the departmental workings of the entire island. And if the contract gets assigned, unless it also gets assigned to someone who's similar, an island resident that's sort of vested in giving that same level of service and understands all the inner workings, that in fact, you know, we might not get the same level of service that we've had.
That person doesn't exist.
It might not. I don't know.
I can assure you that the person that we're working with right now, he would be another me. He's dedicated to doing the job like it's supposed to be done. He'll have several employees that can run the equipment, and he understands that it's a rotating, so they might be working at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the mornings. And that's where the catch comes when you start putting people together. But he has a trash company now, so he knows what it takes to operate it, and I can assure you that he will be, you won't see any difference in the maintenance of the beach or the streets as it is now.
What does Sullivan's or Folly do? Do you know?
Sullivan's, they don't have any cans on the beach. They have them at street side.
Right.
And the wish is that people will bring their trash to the street, curbside, and put it in there, but it doesn't happen.
Okay.
Folly can't have beach services because of the growings.
Right.
And at high tide, there's no beach.
Mm-hmm.
So theirs is on landside, too.
Landside also.
Okay.
And they have their problems, I can assure you of that.
Okay. And our timing on a decision, when are we forced to make a decision? When does the contract end?
Well, the contract doesn't end anytime soon.
Actually,
it'd be a quarterly.
There's 8 years left on that contract.
Okay.
Technically, it could be 8 years. But
your intent to sell and get out of the business?
We'd try to wrap it up by the first of the year so he can take over.
Okay. So a decision is upon us.
Mm-hmm.
And Scott Eady, Donnie knows him, he works here on the island every day almost. And there'll be a branch of their big company.
So. We want to be supportive of you and all that you've done for the city.
Well.
And I can imagine the business arrangement you're trying to navigate. It would be nice if in some fashion a new agreement or the continuation of this agreement there could be some trial period for review, you know, similar to what you have with an employee, you know, a reevaluation after a year. And maybe that's even beneficial for both parties. This company comes in maybe more than they thought for the fee. Something to consider.
That's up to you, but I can assure you that he understands what the workload is. He's willing to provide the personnel and everything.
So that begs the question, can you talk to him about whether or not he would still be interested in receiving the assignment of the contract if we wanted to slightly amend the contract? To allow for some sort of trial
evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can talk to him about that.
So this body typically does not meet in December. So in the interest of facilitating an open dialogue, you may want to consider making a motion to recommend to Ways and Means and Council approval of assignment of the contract subject to some stipulations. The one thing that would do is in the November meeting, it would we would hear from other people regarding their position. And if your goal is the first of the year, without you know, sort of going to the mat on that and making that decision, we're not going to get that dialogue going. And so, and meanwhile, when we can work on it between the cracks, we can talk about what it would take for you guys to execute it. And it may be that we're just dumping too much change on you at one time.
Well, it would have been all set if I hadn't gotten sick and been out.
I want to make sure it's clear that it would not be dumping more on Donnie's existing staff. There would have to be
more staff.
More staff.
Mm-hmm. Well, is there a motion to, in reference to this administrator's recommendation? Well, I'm a firm believer in the chair of any committee or anybody should make a motion, but I'm going to make a motion that we go along with her recommendations about making sure we don't have any holes in it. But I'm questioning these stipulations. What are they?
Well,
first of all, it's a motion that we go ahead and
recommend
approval of the assignment of a contract. Is there
correct.
A second?
Second.
Okay, what are these stipulations?
Well, what I was hearing is that maybe that would be conditional on an amendment to the existing agreement that would allow for some trial period, whether that's a year, 2 years, 6 months. I think probably it would take a trial period of longer than 6 months because we have to go through a difficult season.
Minimum of a year.
Yeah, so a minimum of a year and then reevaluate after that. The question is going to be whether or not that person receiving the assignment of the contract, if they're confident that we're going to have no complaints, then they're going to grab it and go with it. But if they're worried that it's going to be more of a challenge than they expected, then they would be nervous about that, I would think. So maybe
The only thing, and I think Donnie would back me up on this, is that this past year we've seen a growth in where you could be running a ship on both tides, you know.
Both lows.
Both, mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. and both lows, and it because it was unbelievable the amount of trash that was generated by the impact of people. And we're not going to lose anybody, I can assure you.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're going to have some complaints. It's a thankless job.
Right.
And people are looking for perfection, and it's impossible. Mm-hmm. We're going to need to be reasonable in our expectations.
Sure.
Well, I mean, they can do it. I mean, it'll be done, but it's just going to be it would be that amount of money could increase because of the loads that are going to be done. Right, Donnie?
That's my only comment as far as evaluation on in-house is because of the projection of growth and the number and in the base contract, there could be potential in larger expense to the city. Because of the growth and the number of times that has to be run to keep the same service.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be the same if you were doing it, if in-house was doing it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It'd be impossible almost for the in-house to do it then.
Okay, well, let's just say a year trial period, do an evaluation.
You know, if they have the confidence, which Mr. Shupp seems to indicate, that gives us some confidence that they're going to stand behind their work, recognizing that we want to review it. And so I'm supportive of that.
Well, you see some of his work, not on my end, but with Donnie, we do work every day or every week on the island. So, I mean, they're not a fly-by-night outfit.
Bless you.
Yeah. Sure, if this doesn't work out, we'll blame Donnie.
We'll put him on
there.
Okay, is there any further discussion? To be none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes. Thank you for your input, Mr. Shop. Next item is update on city compactor.
I think you're skipping one, NPDES.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Update on NPDES project.
So it looks like they're getting very close over there.
Yeah, the on-site foreman told me that we have the walkthrough and the gate and fence, and that is it. It's running. It's not running. It's capable of running, but until it gets released, we're not using it. He's trained me. We can crank it up any day, but...
we have to accept it.
We have to accept it, and HIT don't want to... they want the wash facility owner from Pennsylvania to come through and train them as well. So we shut it down, but it's ready to go.
Donnie, is there any third-party certification like a DHEC?
No. Nope. But they have also trained a local on this particular unit because there's two more municipalities getting this exact unit.
That's good.
And this new maintenance guy who is their representative now lives about 2 miles from here.
Okay, any further discussion? Thank you for the update. Next item is update on city compactor.
That's Donnie.
Nothing new other than we're pressure washing it every Thursday.
Well, I haven't heard any complaints from Brett.
Yep, and tomorrow Joe will be over there as soon as they lift it, and we got a pressure washer, and we'll pressure wash it and lemon solve it, and we're doing that on a regular weekly basis.
Thank you.
In walking the area with Brett, it appears that there's some work that could be done on the business side of that fence to keep it up to speed. So you might want to pass that along to him.
We still have some residential dumping, but that's a continuous thing, and that's not actually dealing with the compactor per se, but the aesthetics on the outside of the compactor.
When he and I walked it, there was an open grease pit that did not have a cover on it. So he needs to do some work on his end.
Well, that's...
that's not his.
Or whoever.
Yeah, that's...
Well, let's make sure we're not blaming Brett.
Whoever. Not blaming anybody. Whoever it is, there needs to be better maintenance of it. That's all.
Whose is it?
It is Banana Cabanas.
Okay. So we need to talk to them. Because Brett, he's done a lot of work on the city property, keeping that place.
They're the only ones that use it?
That's the Banana Cabanas, because their building, they had it on the 1140 Oceanside of Banana Cabana, and it's actually on 1140's property because that building is their property, and so that grease trap was then, and they asked, was put over there, but it's put up against the chain link fence at the back of the beach company, and it made a larger mess. So then it was moved over to there.
How did the other
will correct it.
How do the other businesses deal with that?
They have it pumped out from the restaurant fryers directly to the truck.
Well, maybe
yes, we will. We will
come
do
up
the
with
same
a system. Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
and they, you know, it's a byproduct, but they get paid for it.
Right.
So. Yeah, I know the contractor that does that out here. Okay, we'll go to update on phase two drainage project.
So that one's coming along well. You know, I think we reported last time, if you walk around in the area where the project is going in, you'll see all the things marked on the ground, all the infrastructure that's underground that they'll need to avoid are all marked. You know, the letters went out to all of the property owners whose property will receive drainage on the right-of-way in front of their property, and we've had some really good response from some of those residents who were concerned about, you know, the impact of the construction. And Civil Site Environmental has done a wonderful job of communicating back with the with residents and reassuring them and telling them what would happen when, and even going so far as to meet with some of them. So, so knock on wood, so far so good. I don't think we have anything negative to report there. So,
okay. Any further discussion? There being none, we'll go to update on replacement of underground storage tanks.
So this one is going a little more sluggishly than we would like. But we are making progress. I think probably daily Desiree's working with the engineer that is helping us with that project, which is Summit Engineering. And we're still putting together the package that will go out for bid. It is, like I say, it's been a little more painful. But this is such an out of the ordinary thing for us. So, you know, we don't have a model. This was done so long ago that, you know, we're kind of having to relearn it all over again. So we should see something on the street soon.
Yeah.
Any more comments? Okay, we'll move on to discussion of personnel needs in Public Works.
So this is really more of a discussion for Donnie than me, but I do want to add some input here.
Can I go get Bonette?
Sure. Yes. And that's...
I'll go back.
Okay.
Is she going getting banana bread?
Getting Winnette.
Oh. Are you hungry, Dad?
Never pass up banana bread.
So, and Winnette and some of the other people who've aided in, you know, trying to fill the cracks of things that Donnie does not have the personnel to do, they have been having some joint meetings to talk about what the needs are. And I will just tell you, I'm going to give you a thumbnail assessment. The one thing in Public Works that we are doing successfully without really any kind of criticism or quarrel is picking up the regular debris and the regular garbage. So, you know, that on that aspect of things, I think pretty much Public Works has got that function down to a science, other than perhaps needing to keep the site a little cleaner over there. I don't know that there's anything that we need to do with that, what I would call that arm of Public Works.
I think that will happen once that site gets turned over.
The cleanliness
all
of the site.
The trash that you see, mm-hmm, will be housed in that building up against my building. Little shed, white good shed, all the chairs, every piece of metal you see that comes in every week, that has to go in there, and then it'll be off-site every Friday. So you won't see a stack of metal chairs down there from the beach. You won't see any white goods just sitting under the oak tree.
Good. Can you put some mulch around?
As soon as we get turned over, then all of that, well, actually the two flatbeds will be parked where all that trash is.
Good.
So the areas there are three areas where I see that there is a weakness, and that is that there's not administrative support for follow-up on tasks. And I'll sort of give you an example. So let's say Donnie receives a call from a citizen about a beach access path that hasn't been cut in, you know, a year, and it needs to be cut more frequently. He may indicate to that citizen that he's going to follow up on that, but somehow or another it drops off the radar screen and there's not an individual that is keeping a record of all of these requests for service and what the follow-up, when it was completed. We're missing following back up with whomever the citizen is that's called about it. And so then it gets to a point where then I'm getting a call from somebody that says, you know, I've made 6 calls to Public Works and still this hasn't been handled. And it's just a function of what's happening in Public Works is cyclical related to garbage and debris. And so particularly in the peak season when they're picking up twice a week, there is just not the time or the people to give those activities enough attention. And then on the drainage side, we're being reactive rather than proactive. And so there needs to be someone that is in charge of supervising what contracts that we have related to drainage to make sure, just like the question that you just asked, has Edie's gotten their new contract? Are they executing that new contract? These things need someone within the public works organization staying on top of it. So by my way of thinking, we have the arm that's garbage and debris, but we also need a supervisor in charge of drainage type activities and supervising those contracts, and then just someone who's on top of the general maintenance types activities, which would be, you know, cutting of right-of-ways, cutting of beach access paths, staying on top of the landscape contractor to make sure that, you know, those things are happening as they should.
Street signs
that need attention, other maintenance activities. Basically, public works for the city of Isle of Palms has grown over the years, and we've not added the staff to handle the growth. We basically, it's become parceled out. Sometimes the police department helps with it. Sometimes the fire department helps with it. Sometimes it's falling to only Donnie to do. Sometimes it's me or Desiree. Sometimes, most recently, we've had the clerk of court helping with some of the administrative kinds of tasks associated with it. And we need to embark on a plan to correct that. Otherwise, we're going to have more occasions where the city is faced with irate citizens that feel like they've been asking for a response to something repeatedly for a long period of time, and they're not getting that response. So that is my assessment of what needs to happen. I know that Donnie has probably got some comments, and I would just say this about Donnie. He's a very frugal department manager, but I think sometimes in his efforts to be frugal, which we applaud and appreciate, then what happens is he talks about manufacturing time, but that may mean it never gets done. It's perpetually out there, or it doesn't get done with the frequency that it should be getting done. And so I think it's time
it can't get done.
Right, right. So I think it's time that we do an assessment, and also I think it is reasonable for the personnel committee and also city council, perhaps in their visioning, to talk about in what order we want to begin to do this expansion so that these things are getting taken care of like they should be getting taken care of.
If I can disagree with you for a moment.
Absolutely.
Donnie's nothing but an empire building. Don't be fooled by this. Absolutely, it's terrible. At last year's visioning meeting, it was suggested that we have an ombudsman that can be broad, throughout the community, can be tasked. He's your go-to person that doesn't fall in the slot. And whether that person is housed in public works, in city hall, wherever, I think the idea still has merit. Somebody that's resourceful, has a skill set that's pretty diverse, is responsive. I think you get somebody like that, and other municipalities have it, and that's your go-to. And the department heads, with your oversight, have jurisdiction to give that person a list. So every week, they have a list for the next week of things they either have observed themselves to get done or that they've been asked or tasked to get done.
One question I have, I hear a top level people supervise this, supervise that, supervise that. But who's going to do the work?
Well, you will have to have people, either temps or personnel, to be able to. But other than CDL drivers, I mean, right now we are loaded up with CDL drivers.
Right. But they'll be taking care of the trash and the
right.
What goods and so forth and so on. Then the next question is, where are they going to be housed?
Well, it's a problem throughout the city. Like, we're, you know, hurt for space. Most of the time, they'll be out in the field.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, if they have a vehicle, they're locked into our communication system, they need to be out. Trees down over here. And preferably, right, getting ahead of the curve rather than having a citizen call up, say a tree limb's down and it's blocking my driveway or the road, they see it. And they're jumping around doing that. There's a missed trash opportunity on the beach. They see it.
But in this visioning, don't we need to look at a building?
Well, I hadn't contemplated that because I feel like that might become a roadblock. I mean, certainly that could be something in the future, but, you know.
I mean, if you're visioning.
Right.
Then let's say, you know, what is the best case scenario for what we need and what we need for our personnel? Mm-hmm. Now, it may be 10 years out, but still in your visioning, you need to say, okay, if we're going to increase the personnel in public works from 20 people to 50 people, where are you going to put them? Mm-hmm. They have to have a bathroom to go to. They have to have a place to eat lunch. If nothing else, then just, you know, mm-hmm. an area that they get together because it's a public works department.
Well, we do have the ability to expand back on the lot that's behind public works, and something like a building would probably not be objectionable. We've sort of tried not to expand back there with our garbage apparatus and stuff like that, but for a building to go back there, it was also suggested to me just recently that in addition to housing personnel in a building on that location, that we might could increase some storage. Right now we're storing some things off-site that are, mm-hmm. you know, and that was brought to my attention because yesterday in the off-site storage there was a water leak, and so, you know, we were dealing with that, and, you know, of course we could get a water leak in our own facility, but we know it's
sooner. When we vision, we vision.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We will, promise you. And in that regard, it was also suggested that you have your parking back there, so part of your beautification here in our main boulevard could be improved, mm-hmm. almost an extension of the park.
Another thing you might look at is tightening up of the ordinance and where people are putting so much trash. A couple weeks ago, one of my neighbors had a contractor come and cut down a big oak tree. Mm-hmm. And it was, the pile was as high as this room and half as long. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the cat came over there, and I know they were there for 45 minutes at least.
Right.
Picking that up, that shouldn't be responsibility of the cities, in my opinion. I think we need to tighten up the ordinance and saying, well, if you're going to do this, you're going to have to get this contractor to be responsible for removal of that. There's a lot of that going on everywhere.
Right. Yeah.
That would cut down on the workload a lot without us spending right. more money.
Mm-hmm. We've been extremely generous mm-hmm. in our pickup, and then people begin to take advantage of it.
Right. They're taking advantage of it.
And it's gotten to the volume that it's become. Problem.
Yeah, it was. I don't know how in the world they cut the tree down legally. They probably didn't.
You know, I was hearing that, thinking, "What? Somebody cut down an oak tree?"
Well, I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to squeal on my
neighbors.
Maybe
it was diseased. Or
may have been. I have no idea. I'm making no accusations about it. I'm just saying it was an awful lot of
debris
for. I mean, it sat out there for every week because they were busy, mm-hmm. and it is a haven for vermin and
right.
all sorts of.
And even when they come in and depalm the fronds off the palm trees, mm-hmm. those are huge stacks.
Oh, yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
So let's look at that before we go throwing a lot of money at the problem.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a dual thing to look at. It's a good point.
Right. Yeah. Any further comments, Donnie, from you?
No.
Okay, we'll go to new business. And we'll have a discussion of block drainage ditches along Palm Boulevard due to driveway extensions. And who's got the lead on this one?
Well, I don't know who would really have the lead, but I will tell you what I know. I think it's very confusing for people, and I don't know a good way for us to address it, and perhaps some information on the website. That's a who to call for what, because we are a strong delivery of services to our citizens. We're the first line of people calling to get something done, and sometimes that just creates another layer and a delay, because those ditches that are being identified here are ditches that SCDOT has a responsibility for. So if there's a problem, technically, the citizens should be calling DOT. Now, we can call them too, but it really helps if they're going to the first line of, you know, of who's responsible rather than us. Now, on occasion, when the SEDOT has been very slow about responding, and it's something we could go out there and quickly fix. This is not the ideal, but, you know, rather than having one of our citizens have a problem, sometimes we have done that. But really, the entity who's responsible should be the one that is doing the work. So these particular situations should be being kept open and free and clear by SEDOT. And if there's a problem, then citizens should be calling SEDOT. But I think they just don't know. They see the city doing work, they see the county doing work, see DOT doing work, and they just don't know who to call.
Maybe I could suggest that we put some on the website.
Absolutely.
You know? Again, as we were just speaking of, it's just more responsibility put on Public Works. Mm-hmm. That's not our responsibility.
Right.
Well, not only that, you don't want to get into a situation that you're always trying to make an excuse, right? You call up and say, hey, there's a problem with the road. Why don't you take care of it? And the administrator, Donnie, has to say, oh, it's not our responsibility.
Right.
Typical of government. You're not taking responsibility. So an education program on the website, links on the website. Here's the contact for DOT if you have a road-based issue. And maybe there are other entities like that that we could do that with. That gives you something tangible. Go to the bullet on the link on the website and contact this person. So if we don't have it, yeah, I think that's a good idea, Jimmy.
And if I could just expand a little bit on this topic, because I want to make sure it gets in the record for our citizens to know. If a citizen has put in a driveway and they've gotten an encroachment permit from DOT to do it, and as part of that encroachment permit, they requested and were allowed to put in a pipe as a driveway crossing, I can assure you that that encroachment permit says that that citizen's responsible for maintaining that pipe and keeping it clear. So sometimes the complaints that we're receiving really are things that whomever, like people buy houses and these encroachment permits transfer, but the new owners don't realize, oh, that's my responsibility. So there's some of that that's happening too, is that the pipe gets stopped up and the owner thinks someone else should come out there and clean it out, when in fact it's their responsibility to keep it clean.
And again, to educate, to inform, that would be beneficial. Most of these people are moving from up north, right?
Right.
What is their responsibility of their sidewalk up north when it snows? Mm-hmm. Their responsibility by the municipality is to keep it clear and safe and shoveled. So our parallel is dealing with those kinds of situations.
Any other discussion? Being none, we'll move on to item B on our new business, Charleston County Intergovernmental Agreement.
So,
drainage and street maintenance.
So this is on the agenda because I want to foreshadow for you that we have received this intergovernmental agreement from Charleston County, but the meeting regarding that agreement is after this meeting. So in other words, we weren't able to get a meeting set up with Charleston County before this meeting so that I could give you a better explanation. So on Friday, Sullivan's Island and Isle of Palms are meeting with the county representatives concerning this agreement. I think I probably first saw this agreement maybe 3 months ago. And when I did, I was very surprised by it, which basically has us paying for services. Okay? That's a nutshell version. But at any rate, so I evaluated the agreement and I sent a bunch of comments back to Jim Neal with the county, and he responded back to me, just ignore that one, we're going to do another one. So, you know, I'd done all this, I'd spent an hour of analysis on it and writing an email to him, and then to say, well, just ignore that one, we're going to do another one. So I kind of thought that meant that some of my concerns that I expressed the first time would be dealt with in the second agreement. But then, just recently, we've received another agreement. It still has some of the same concerns. Like, for example, I said, I don't know how the county can go out into the county in an unincorporated area and render a service that then, when you come into an incorporated area, you render the same service, but the municipality has to pay for it. So that's just one question I had, but there were several, and I think Sullivan's Island has some similar questions. What the county did, and Donnie, if I'm not explaining this correctly, please jump in there, but what they did was they looked at a history of the expense of what they've done for us, and I want to say it was a 5-year period, basically. And then they said, okay, based on that, this is typically what Isle of Palms would ask us to do. And so that cost an average of this over the 5 years. So we're going to estimate, and I want to say it's something like $12,000. Ours is either 12 or 15.
It wasn't much.
Yeah, that annually. And then we're supposed to, the agreement has us telling them at the beginning of the calendar year what we expect to ask them to do in the upcoming year. And then there would be an expectation that we pay for that. Now, obviously, the county's rates are a lower rate than we would pay if we contracted out for that service. But it just came as a bit of a surprise to me. And so we're meeting with them on Friday to try to get a better handle on an explanation about it and, you know, really kind of whether this is a good thing or a bad thing. And it, in some respects, most of the work that we have had the county do in the past has not been proactive work, it's been reactive work. It's been we discover a problem and we reach out to them. So I don't know how, it would be a little bit difficult to be proactive that way because we don't know what might happen. Like one thing I can think of right now that's still on their list of things to do that hasn't been tended to is the intersection of Waterway Boulevard right there at 41st as it goes into, what's the name of that street? Is that
Intracoastal?
Yeah. That's a drainage problem that still needs attention right there. And then there's the resurfacing of that road as well is still. So, you know, that's something that we could say, you know, we know that's coming down the horizon. But I don't know that we would have anticipated in the past maybe paying for, you know, a pipe or something, but not really any huge labor expense.
Sand Dollar Drive was one, but the city ended up paying for some of that.
I'm guessing that the current rules of engagement are informal and not defined. Is that accurate?
I guess I would kind of say that. I think that that's been true. Now, this agreement's already been approved by county council. So county council feels like, you know,
they need some money out of this.
And they're going to every municipality.
Yes, yes. Not every incorporated municipality is my understanding. And I'm just kind of curious, I'd wonder what Mount Pleasant's number had to be huge. Yeah. So anyway, we're meeting on Friday. You know, they're wanting us to enter into this agreement. I don't know what happens if we don't. I guess that means they tell us that they won't do anything for us.
I would recommend you have a conference call with all your counterparts in the county and push back on this as hard as you can.
Some of them may have signed already.
Yeah, right, but you don't know unless you get on a call.
I know Sullivan's Island hasn't signed because Andy and I've been dialoguing back and forth about it because the services would be similar for our two islands.
And
I don't know what Raleigh's done.
Our county taxes pay for that, right?
Yes.
But it sounds like just like we're looking at more people in our public works because of the volume. They're probably looking at more people in their public works and the volume, and where do we get the money to pay for those people?
And I think that there's validity that they're evaluating that this is starting to cost them money. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It seems like that the basis for the number should be prorated on the basis of the volume of property taxes that they're getting from.
Yeah. Another thing.
Like, I just feel like our number should be.
Oh, we're a donor municipality in the county. And remind them of that.
Yeah. So it's I don't know what's going to happen with this, but I wanted you guys to be aware that it's out there on the horizon. And, you know, they're pushing us to sign it because they would want us to give them a list beginning the first of the year. And so we'll meet with them on Friday, and I'll see what Folly and maybe some of the others have decided to do.
Yeah, you should follow up with Sandy, and if she feels the need, she can contact us on it. Any other discussion? Miscellaneous business. I got a question. Past 5 years I've been on this committee, I've always, this one slipped past me, and I take responsibility for it. But I've tried to get the committee to put something on the business, under old business, until the matter has been reconciled in some way. And I'm here asking, why is it Mr. Burke's problem on the agenda?
Well, I guess I kind of saw it as reconciled when y'all made a motion to have David Stevens' firm, you know, evaluate it.
Can we discuss it, or is that out of order?
Well, it wasn't on the agenda, but I mean, we can consider it part of Donnie's report because it's been something that's been handled.
I'd just like to get an update until this the matter's closed down. What's going on with it?
So we just, after council's action, we just entered into the contract with Civil Site Environmental. I followed up, I believe, sent you a communication indicating that.
I appreciate the email, but I agree with Jimmy. That's not solving the problem.
Well, until we get the work done by Civil Site Environmental, we won't know what the engineering recommendation is.
Could I ask when is that estimated completion date?
Well, I know they jumped on it right away, so I don't know. I don't have an answer to that.
I'd like to follow up with that and make sure it's on the January agenda if it's not totally reconciled. Thank you very much. Okay, the next meeting date will be 11 o'clock on Wednesday. What's the first Wednesday in January? What's that date?
Bear with me. Gotta get to 28. So I don't
care. The first Wednesday's the third.
No, she won't.
No.
She'll be enjoying a cup
first
of coffee.
First Wednesday's the third.
You decide what Wednesday it is.
You and me will decide. Yeah. How about the third? Is that all right? Okay, then it will be on Wednesday, January 3rd, 2018.
11 o'clock.
While we're on those calendar items, what other calendar items of significance will happen in early January? We've got a new council coming in.
Special council meeting on the 2nd to that will be the inauguration and the
swearing in.
Okay. And then you won't do anything else until, the 3rd. Wednesday's the 16th for Ways and Means and the 23rd for Council, assuming those dates.
Thank you. Well, I would like to thank Chairwoman Ferenz for her service not only to this committee, but her service to the community as being on Council.
Thank you.
I hope you feel better, and I hope you enjoy your retirement from City Affairs.
What a way to go out, huh?
I know.
Sick of the dog. Beat me up so bad. Okay, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
All right.
Linda.
Yes, sir.
When this engineer